Hello, Glide family. Welcome to Glide Memorial Church's Tiny Celebrations, the mini podcast highlighting the inspirational words and music from our Sunday celebration. We're extending the life of Sunday celebration for your Monday through Saturday enjoyment and upliftment. We hope these tiny celebrations will lift your spirit and your voice. Enjoy.
Sing it now, yeah.
Happy Sunday to everybody. As we know, somebody didn't wake up this morning, but we all did. So let's just be grateful and blessed for that, if nothing else. My name is Sheila. I'm a Glide member. Also, I'm a recovering addict. I went through the ninth generation here at Glide, and by the grace of God, I'm glad it is still here, because if this wasn't open, I wouldn't be standing up here talking to you. You know, my Lord has blessed me within my recovery time to accumulate 17 grandkids, but I got 4 kids, but I got 17 grandkids, and I'm so grateful and so blessed. Like he was saying, we all need recovery somewhere. It's different. Mine was cracking cocaine. Now, whatever else yours is, it will be, long as you know that you can't give up. I didn't give up. Because when I came here to Glide, I was weighing 90 pounds, soaking wet. My kids had been taken from me. Child Protective Service that took my kids. Janet Cecil did not push me away. They told me to keep coming until I can love myself. And it took me 7 years of my recovery to love Sheila. You know, happy birthday, Eric. Me and Eric had been here pretty much the same time, you know, at Glide. I'm just so blessed that to see another day, to be clean another day. Like someone was saying, we don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. But I do know this. Long as I'm here, I cannot get loaded. You know what I'm saying? And for the people who's downstairs, I've been there, done that, and this place have gave me a second chance in life. It may not be all that. Yeah, in my time clean, I still go through issues and obstacles. But see, I know that every time my God wakes me up, I got another day. If I could change it, I would change it. If I can't, I let go and let God handle it. If that make any sense to anybody. Because we can't control everything that happened in our lives. It's the choice that we make to make a change or not to make a change. I decided to make a change. It was hard and it's still hard, but one day at a time, even some 1 minute at a time, I have to look at where I was, where I've been, and where I'm at today. I may not be where I want to be, but you know, I used to tell people, I'm where I'm supposed to be. Don't you hate that? I'm where I'm supposed to be. Okay? God is not through with me. God is not through with none of us who's here this morning. Whatever we got to do, God going to help us through it. But you just have to believe. The song we just sung, you have to believe. I don't care how hard it gets. I mean, seriously, I've been trials and tribulation. I'm still going through trials and tribulation. But I know one thing, as long as I pray, keep believing, have faith, God is going to come when He want to come, not when we want him. I want God now, changing my life in some situations. But he's going to come when he's supposed to come. So I just want to say to everybody, thank you for being here. I hope you enjoy Glide. Welcome to the people who first time here. I don't know how many people it's the first time. Welcome. This is Glide. Come as you are, no matter who you are, what's your sex agenda, we won't turn you away. Everybody's welcome here at Glide. Thank you, choir, for accepting me in this choir. Vernon, wherever you at, I love you. I need to give you a hug. I just need to say one more thing. Thank you. For me to stick around. Amen. Have a good Sunday. Thank you. My name is Sheila. I'm Glide, and I'm in recovery.
Hold dear and hold sacred all of our Filipino family and their contributions to this country. We also are celebrating still Indigenous Peoples Day and understanding the histories and the rights and the rise up of Indigenous folks. We are also acknowledging Domestic Violence Awareness Month and are praying for everyone in the throes of abuses and cycles of domestic violence. We pray for the victim and